I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Are you recording yet?
I absolutely am recording. And I think that you need to warn me if we're going to open with song. Also, that might be the worst Elvis I've ever heard.
I'll have a blue.
I'm spinning in my spinny chair. Speaking of the blue light that's reflecting on your face, have you seen those GE smart lights? Because I just got some. You control them with your phone, and they go in a million colors.
I don't have any of the colored ones. I have the hue ones that are just like, I can change them to like a warm light or a not as warm light, but I absolutely love them. Yeah, I've got them all over my house. They're awesome.
Yeah, I love those too. And I've got blue light like everywhere, but hi. Hey. Hi Jane. Hi Jamie. Hi Sally. We missed you. I missed you.
I think everyone missed you.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I'm around, but Heather's been a mystery woman.
I fell off the radar because I was moving to Des Moines, Iowa.
Yay!
So, new home base radio station, Laser 103.3. We could put a link to it.
You can go listen to Heather every single morning, as long as you don't mind it being in Central Time. What's your time slot? Like you're 6 to something, 5 to something?
Yeah, 6 to 10 Central, Monday through Friday. I have a very funny co-host named Fish. So it's Fish and Heather in the morning. So,
do you make a lot of fish out of water jokes?
No, but there's a place in Iowa. There's a town in Iowa not too far from here called Altoona. So I always say, once you go up there, I'm going to call you Altoona Fish.
I love it. Now, Des Moines, remind me, I think I've been there. It's off of I-80, right?
It is, and it's right in the middle of Iowa. It's the capital.
Yeah, the only thing I ever remember about Iowa is there's a huge truck stop there that I would stop at every time I was driving between Utah and Michigan.
Yes, it's the largest truck stop in the whole world.
Can I tell you a little story?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a Volkswagen Beetle. I had a Volkswagen Beetle. I've had three of them. And I stopped at that truck stop with my wife and my dog at the time, Parker, right? And so we were going to go in and get a Dairy Queen, like a Blizzard, because there's a Dairy Queen inside this truck stop. And my automatic lock in my car was broken because I'd washed my keys. And they're very, very expensive to replace. So I put the key in the lock and turned it, and it just kept turning. And it locked the car, but the lock was just spinning in the thing. And so at this point in the time, the dog's like up on my seat, like looking at me like, hey Dad, what's going on here? I'm like, well, you're locked in the car. I'm locked out of the car. It's 9 o'clock at night in like November in the middle of nowhere, Iowa, because it's like right across the border. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like, I spent like 15 minutes very slowly, like, okay, put the key in, go, 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 go. Oh no, it spun again. And like, put the key in. No, 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 no. Spun again. And finally, after like 15 minutes, we were able to like actually unlock the door. I could not lock the door in my car for like a year and a half after that, because like a Beetle, they only have locks on the driver's side door. So like once you lose your like clicker, you know, beep, beep key. And once your key doesn't work in your driver's side door, you're screwed. There's no other way to get in your car besides like climbing through the trunk. So anyway, that's my story of Iowa.
That is a horrifying story. I have two takeaways. One, I love your dog's inner monologue voice.
Hey Dad.
Hey Dad.
He was a pretty cool dog.
Yeah, very chill, very calm. And hey, Dad.
He was mostly just sitting on my chair, like looking at me, doing that. You know that thing that dogs do when they're like confused? They just kind of turn their head. Like, he's like, what's happening? Like, it'll be fine. I promise. We'll break a window or call a locksmith.
Yeah, Parker sounds like a really, really cool dog.
Good dog.
And the second takeaway was remote start. Now that I'm in the Midwest, I must buy
I will tell you another non-podcast appropriate story about Iowa offline that will make you definitely want to get a remote starter for your car.
Oh my gosh. So yes, I dropped the ball a little bit because I was moving, new situation. Cliff is very responsible. I am responsible-ish.
It's not that you're not responsible. You just need guidance. You need like some herding. Like what we should get, like you've got two adorable Chihuahua type dogs. What you really need next time is like an Australian Shepherd, something that can like guide you around where you need to go, get where you need to be. They're very responsible dogs.
Yeah, kind of nip at my heels.
Exactly. Just a little
bit. That would be good on a treadmill. post-holiday calorie burn sessions.
I'm just waiting until like I can actually go back in public before I worry about working out. It'll be fine.
I got my hair highlighted for the first time since January.
It looks good. Looks real good.
It's blonde again. It's very exciting. Because I work at a new station now, so we're taking new photos. Oh. And my hair was really dark brown, like this section. There was a line.
And all you have to say is that the photographer there is not nearly as good as your photographer at your last station.
Correct. Correct. So
for you that don't know, that was me. But I was very, very patient.
Very patient. Very patient. Man. Yeah.
Well, Heather and I have gone through some photography journeys together. Like that is the only way to describe our photography based relationship.
Yeah. Well, Cliff's done wedding photography, so I am not as difficult as the average bride.
Also true.
But I also, I see things, and this is not uncommon for women. I see things that I don't like that no one else sees. So I'll be like, oh my gosh, look at that. Look at that little line. And Cliff will be like, what about that really big zit I airbrushed off your nose? And it was like, oh yeah, I didn't notice that.
She's like, I've got these fine lines. I'm like, I'm zoomed into like 400%. I don't know what you're talking about, Heather. She's like, it's right there. I'm like, okay, it's gone now. Whatever that was, but sure. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah. But we just wanted to check in and say we will be back. I am here and things are settling and I'm happy and I'm going to celebrate Christmas in a house in the Midwest. And I can't wait to, decorate and show you guys, my Christmas explosion.
I have had my tree up for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Oh my God. It's gorgeous. And I've watched so many Christmas movies. We're going to have so many Christmas movies to talk about because literally I get off work and we just watch like 5 hours of Christmas movies every single night. So,
well, tonight we're both going to be watching Christmas Chronicles. Yes. So when we come back in December, that will be on the top of the agenda to discuss. I can't imagine that we won't love it.
Oh no, the first one was so good. I need to watch the first one again though, because I haven't seen it in like a year or two, and all I really remember is that Kurt Russell's in it. So that's what I remember about that movie, and maybe he's Santa Claus. Maybe, but I need to watch it again, and then I'll watch the sequel. It'll be great.
It's funny because when you said that, it was like you were saying, I need to watch it again, and then I'll watch the Christmas Chronicles.
I have not seen it either. Not good movies to back to back. I don't think that's safe.
But anyway, all good things. Sending all of our love to the Christmas crew.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm all about spreading love today because if you've been following me on my personal Facebook, you know what's been going on. So
very good news. I've never been happier, Heather.
Well, good. Yeah. There's a spark that's been ignited in me to share love tenfold.
Absolutely.
Because you never know what somebody's going through. You know, you live inside your friend group, your bubble. We're insulated more than ever with staying at home. And yeah, just share love.
That's, absolutely. It's the time of year.
Mm-hmm. It's such a Christmassy thing. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, perfect. Is that us for this week? And we'll be back December 1st?
That is correct, Cliff.
And December 2nd?
Yeah, I mean, I'm committed to this. I don't care if I'm soaking in my clawfoot tub with my blue light in my bathroom. Like, do we
you,
are.
Do you actually have a clawfoot tub?
I do.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it.
I do. Yeah, it's cool.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, welcome back, Heather.
And we'll don't call it a comeback.
Nah, nah. We're back forever.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Jane.
See ya.
Bye, Jamie. Bye, Sally.
Everyone. I don't know how to make this stop recording now.
I'll just keep waving.
Just keep waving, Heather.